Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are still in 31 days of prayer, and we are too delighted tonight on day 23 to have a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, special, beautiful, authentic, true woman of God joining us tonight. And I'm going to try not to get too emotional, but she is my spiritual mom. She is my auntie. She is my cousin. You know how Kirk Franklin said, this is your boy, your cousin, your nephew. You know, she really is my biological family member, but she's more than that to me because she literally birthed me out in the spirit. When I was on the streets, a lot of you don't know the story, and maybe you read about it in the book one day. But when I was out in the street and doing all types of things and really trying to find myself, find my way in the relationship with the Lord as an adult with a knowledge and understanding of who he really is and was and always will be, she was there. God had her right there to intervene and intercept my life and really block the hand of the enemy from, you know, causing me to walk in error and misunderstanding of who the Lord really is. And I'm so grateful to the Lord for her life. I'm so grateful to the Lord for her ministry. This woman has opened up her home, you know, in East Harlem, opened up her apartment for souls to come in and learn the Word of God. And I remember sitting next to her on the couch one night, and as she was sharing the Word, oh my God, my belly burned like hot sipping lava was in my stomach. And I just so many precious memories that I could share with you, but I don't want to belabor the hour. I want to give her space and room to share what the Lord has put on her heart for his people. And I'm telling you, you are going to be so blessed. Tell a friend to get back on and listen to the replay. Go back in the archives and listen to them to be encouraged by the Word of the Lord and her testimony. Auntie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. I'm so happy to have you on this air tonight. I don't know what to do.
God bless you. I'm happy to be here because God is good all the time.
Yes, yes. We've been wanting to do this for so long, and it's been on my heart to have you to come on and just share the goodness of the Lord with the people. I wouldn't have it any other way than to have you come and bless us on this airway tonight. I know you personally, and I believe a lot of my colleagues and friends in the Lord and sisters and brothers know you now because I talk about you all the time, even with the Page by Page Publishing Company, with the scholarship program that we named in your honor. Everybody knows Auntie. So we're so happy to have you here tonight. Would you please just share the Word of God with us after you open us up in prayer? Would you open us in prayer tonight?
Yes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come before you because I know you and I realize, had it not been for you, oh God, where would we be right now?
Yes,
Father God,
oh
as I come before you, I thank you for this opportunity. For you know,
yes,
oh God, that you have brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. And I'm asking
thank you, Jesus.
You remember those that are out there, those that are hearing what is going on. I'm asking that they be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I realize, oh God, that time is winding up. I realize, Father, that you are showing your signs. Father God, I'm asking that you remember those that are sick and shut in everywhere, those that need you. Father, I'm asking that you bless them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I'm asking that you remember, oh God, Melissa, Remember our family, oh
thank
God.
You, Lord.
I thank you,
Jesus.
Oh God, for her life. For truly, oh God,
thank
she
you,
has
Lord.
Changed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh God,
thank
I thank you,
you
for this opportunity. I want you to
thank
get the
you,
glory
Lord.
Out of it, Father. For had it not
yes,
been for
Lord.
You, oh God, we wouldn't be able to do this. But I
yes,
thank you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, I praise
thank
you
Lord.
And I honor you. For you deserve
yes,
all the
Lord.
Glory and the honor. In the name
yes,
of
ma'am.
Jesus, bless
yes,
us
Lord.
Tonight, Lord. Help us, oh God,
thank
to help
you,
someone else. Oh God, in the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus, I pray, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for
amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, I
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father,
Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Oh God, I thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Auntie, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Oh, my God. I'm just so honored to have, like you even prayed, the opportunity to be able to. I've been so blessed, and I am blessed eternally by your life and your example in the Lord. But just for the other saints out there, those in over the radio to hear the anointing of God on your life, and I want people to know this does not come. The anointing of God in a relationship with God is not something to take lightly or play with, because you have paid a high price for who you are in the Lord.
Oh, yes,
and you continue to, you know, be a blessing to not only me, but to so many people. You know, a lot of the people that the Lord has blessed me to reach is because of you, because of your life, because of your sacrifice and willingness to say, Lord, use me to help somebody. And I'm so grateful for that. And one of the scriptures that you always talk to us about was in 1 Peter 4. About the suffering. Would you mind going over that with us tonight and just share that with us?
Okay. 1 Peter 4 and 1, when you think about this scripture, it tells us, it says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in the body, in his body, is done with sin. I would like to give honor and praises to God. Truly, God is the head of my life. Had it not been for him, I don't know where I'd be right now. But I thank God for who he is. Hallelujah. We know that Christ in his body, if he suffered, and we that are real in Christ, we should get ready to suffer also. We that suffer for Christ has done away with sin. We do know that if we are in Christ, Satan cannot make us do anything that we have done before. But we also know that when we are in Christ and the suffering that we go through, it is for God's glory. And it makes us stronger because we are not alone. Whatever we go through with us, whatever we do, it must be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for who he is, because he is real. And when you say that you are a Christian, if you are really a Christian, you will go through many trials and many tribulations. But guess what? God is with us.
That's
when you
Lord.
Read 1 Peter 4 and 12, it says, it tells us that we should never be surprised of the painful trials that we go through. When we think of Christ, he told us, he said, pick up your cross and follow me. When you think of the cross that he carried, that cross in the natural was heavy, and also in the spiritual. Think of Christ carrying all of those things that the people had done. They spit on him, they beat him, but he still held on to the cross.
Thank
so
you,
we that go through, it's a blessing in it. We should rejoice in Christ, even though there are times that my body is racking with pain, even right now.
Yes.
So,
yes,
without a shadow of a doubt, that Christ is with me. Sometimes we are insulted by people, but thank God anyway, that's still a blessing. If it is because of Christ, we are blessed. We should glorify the Lord. We must continue to glorify our Savior. And I want those that are out there to know that he is a doctor and he never lost a case. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that I know what suffering is for Christ. For about 10 months, I've been going through a trial. Hallelujah. Pains wrecking my body. But I still held on to Christ. Because I know that I'd rather be with Christ than to be out there in the world. We live in the world, but we don't have to do as the world does. God, I praise you.
Praise you, Lord.
We are blessed when we have Christ. And we know that he is with us in all that we're going through. Without Christ, there will be no us.
Yes.
And I want you to know that he is my rock. And he builds us on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. When you build by Christ, you build. And you know what I feel good about? Even the pain, when I begin to call on the Lord, those pains go away.
Thank you,
I want you to know that there is no medicine that's helping me. There is morphine. That doesn't help. Nothing else but calling on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to stand in the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
God, I thank you. Evangelist Page, I thank God for you. Because when it comes to my life and someone comes to Christ, I am happy. You don't really know how happy I am when there's a soul that really turned their lives over. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am so blessed.
Hallelujah.
To know that I have won a soul in the Lord. It's important.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for everything. I thank you for your life. It makes me proud to tell people about continue on in the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Auntie, a lot of people don't know the full story behind where I was.
Yeah.
The things that the Lord delivered me from. They don't know that, you know, even though I was raised in church, you know, went to church, sang in church, there came a point in my life where I strayed away because I didn't have that foundation, like you said, you know, and I began to seek, you know, other ways to get back to the Lord because I was lost. I started studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. And I had so many questions, That's why it's so important when the Bible says raise your children up in the ways of the Lord. So when they get old, they won't depart from it. I knew based on what I was taught as a child that a lot of the things they were saying was erroneous according to what we know to be true in the Bible. And every time I would ask questions, they could never answer, oh, we don't discuss that or don't worry about that. And the Lord had you there. I could call you anything. I could call you anytime, and you would always tell me, get your Bible. You know, and I just pray that those souls that are seeking the Lord that may be lost and God is trying to deal with their hearts, that the Lord will plant someone just like you in their path to help them, because not many people care about souls anymore. It's so much, you know, going on in these last days and even in the churches. They don't, it's almost like if you say that we have to suffer to reign with Christ, it's almost like you're saying a curse word. Like we're not supposed to go through anything.
Yes, Lord.
You know?
Hallelujah.
So what would you say to some souls that are really suffering and ready to throw the towel in? Why should they wait on the Lord? Why should they not, you know, give up? Why is suffering so important? Why is it a necessary part of our walk with the Lord?
I thank you. It is very important. Because in this life, I know without a shadow of a doubt that there is a hell. And if you pretend that you're walking and you're still in the fence, you may not get back cross before Christ comes. But I've always said, and I would sit in church and cry many Sundays. I said, God, I want you to help me. I want to be able to praise you, but I want it to be real in you. And I want you to know one day the pastor said, I want you all to get the word. When you get it, I want you to live it. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I went out and I got in Bible class and I started to study. And when I started studying, I thought about my life and everything that I've been doing out there in the world. One of them was playing numbers. But I want you to know that God fixed everything for me that I don't have to do them anymore. I don't play
thank
numbers.
You,
I thank God
thank
for
you,
that.
Lord.
I don't do those things that I used to do. I don't party. I have a new dance.
Thank you, Lord.
And that dance is for Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want you to know you
Lord.
Can live for Christ. And you can do it. And wait on him. Anytime you have pain every day for this amount of time, and you can still say, Lord, I love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know that.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God has fixed it.
Yes.
You can't tell me that you can't live right. If you want to do it, you can do it. And I thank God for
Lord.
Those that are doing it. Because when Christ comes back, he's coming for a church. Without a spot or wrinkle. You have to be clean. And you will know when you do wrong because he lets you know.
Yes,
so I am grateful. And you, those that are out there listening to Evangelist Page, stay on the right side of the track because Christ is what we need. We can't do without him.
Yes, Lord.
And she's
Lord.
Teaching and preaching the right thing. I am proud
thank you,
of
Lord.
Her.
Thank
I am proud
thank
of you out
Father.
There that's listening. Because I'm telling
thank
you,
Jesus.
Some people act like they never did anything wrong. But I want you to know that I did wrong, but hallelujah, I'm on the right road
yes.
now.
Yes, amen.
Pray
amen.
My strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Archie,
amen.
I'm so happy that so you happy were able to share
oh,
that
dear.
With us because, like you said, there are some people that act like they never did nothing, and we can't overcome unless we share our testimony. And I'm so grateful
right.
to the Lord for your life. I thank him every day. And for those of you that can honestly say that you have a spiritual parent that really walked you through those rough places in your life so that you can really be saved and sanctified by the Lord. His word, hold them daily. You know, my auntie's husband, who is, I call him Uncle P, his name is Reuben. He's my godfather. You know, these are my godparents, but they are my spiritual parents. They have always been by me and always told me the right thing. When I was wrong, they told me. Even I remember the time when I said, Auntie, I think I got the Holy Ghost. She said, She was honest with me to say, And you know, it taught me. to really seek God, to go after God, not settle, you know, for compromise or playing with the Lord and playing with people. Because she is just her life's example. We can say and do anything. But when you really live for the Lord, like she says, yes, you're going to suffer. But every person is going to know that you belong to him because his light will shine through you. And I know you all can hear that even as she speaks. This is a true woman of God, and I just give God praise for your life, Auntie. I thank him for every moment that you took, to share with me and to love me and accept me. The way that I was, I would not be here. My baby was sick. The doctor diagnosed me with cerebromyelia, said I would be crippled. You came to my house at that time with oil and laid hands on me. Doctor said I would not be walking. That was 14 years ago, and I'm still here pressing my way. I thank God. I just give praise for you. And I just thank the Lord that the people of God are able to hear a true witness, a living witness of what God can do, and that you can be kept. It doesn't matter what the world is doing or saying. The power God is real. He's real.
Yes.
You know.
Hallelujah.
And I love you so much. And
I love
you. Before we before we get off the air, would you please just say a prayer over the people before we get off the air tonight?
Okay. Before I pray, I just want to say,
Those
that are listening, please stay on the right track. When it comes down to souls, I don't care what anybody tell me. When God tell me to do something for them, they are my babies. Those souls are important. I go all the way out for them. If they want my help, I give it to them. And I wish it was more because I love what I do. When it comes down to you all, I love it.
Yes,
so those that don't know the way, I encourage you to get help, and you can get it. So I'm going to do a prayer right now.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
It is me again, Father. I come before you because I am proud of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come before you, I thank you for this opportunity just to be, oh God, on the air where I can reach someone. Oh God, those that are out there, God bless them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let them know, oh God, that you are a good Father. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I know that we can trust you. Father, if it was not for you, oh God, hallelujah, I don't know what I would do. But Father, I thank you for this opportunity just to say hallelujah to you. Hallelujah is the highest praise. You deserve, hallelujah, oh God, every day and every night. For you've been mighty, mighty kind to us.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I realize, oh God, that you've been so good to us. Oh God, there's some that don't have any clothes to wear. Some don't have any food to put on their table. But, oh, God, I'm asking mercy, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For I realize, Father, that mercy can be found in you, Jesus. Oh, God, as I stand before you, I'm asking that you bless our homes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let our children and our grandchildren, let them know, oh, God, that it's right to do right and it's wrong to do wrong. Let them know, God, that you sit high, but you look down low, Jesus. You know everything that is going on down here. Father God,
hallelujah,
as I come before you, Father, I want you to keep me, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Open doors for us,
Jesus.
that we will be able to reach your people, Lord Jesus. Father God, I'm asking that you have mercy upon us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds on you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
You
thank you, Lord.
Need to tell your people all about you.
Yes, Lord.
And I know without
yes,
a shadow of a doubt that you will speak in the time
yes.
that you want us to know something, Lord. I know,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Oh, God, that you have spoken many times to us. You told us
yes,
what
Lord.
To tell the people, Lord Jesus. And I want you to know
yes,
that I
Jesus.
Love you. With a great love.
Yes, Lord.
And you that
yes.
are out there, I love you too. Because how
thank
can
you,
I
Lord.
Say I love the Lord if I don't love
yes,
his people?
Lord.
But I want you to
thank
know
you,
that
Lord.
I love you. Hallelujah. With a great love.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Where would we be right now? God, I want
thank
you to
you,
continue
Lord.
To bless the station. Bless the people
thank
of God.
You, thank you.
Let them know,
yes,
God,
Lord.
That you know what is going on, and you are happy, oh, God, when we speak to your people, especially
oh, yes,
when we are going through trials and tribulations. But I know
yes,
without
Lord.
A shadow of a doubt that one day, Jesus, you're going to bring us
yes,
out.
Lord.
Oh, God,
thank
one
you,
day
Lord.
I'm going to wake up and no more
yes,
pain.
Lord.
But I want
thank
you to know
you,
that I
yes,
am
Lord.
Grateful, Lord, that I've
hallelujah.
Suffered for you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
You are a father. Thank you. I realize
yes,
you said
Lord,
don't
Lord.
Call anyone father. But you and
yes,
I see
Lord.
Why. Because there is none
yes,
like you.
Yes.
You are the only one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love
yes,
you.
Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
I pray, I Lord.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
amen.
God,
praise you, Lord.
Lord, I
praise you, Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God,
we
thank you,
Father.
Jesus. Oh, God, I thank
yes,
you.
Lord, yes, Lord Jesus. We praise you, God.
Oh, God,
so awesome, you. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. For those of
oh,
you
Lord,
that may not know the Lord. Please remember these words tonight. I'm going to
yes.
post this broadcast up again so you can replay, and listen to the message that the Lord has spoken through the woman of God. There is mercy available for you. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you are, how low you think you've fallen, where Jesus can't catch you. There's no such thing. God is waiting on you to come before it's too late. You can look around and see all the signs. And don't be discouraged when you have to go through things. Like my
oh,
mother said,
Lord.
These things make you stronger. You cannot really know God unless you go through and see him for yourself bring you out.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Will do that. He will certainly
yes.
do that in Jesus' name. Auntie, I'm so happy that you thought it not robbery to come on and be with us. And I have to have come on again very, very soon because you're such a, you're just
so
a blessing
proud.
To me, and I want to share that.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. God, thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to God, I give my all. I thank him. And his people,
yes, I'm living
I love them so
mm-hmm.
much. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
God, if it's
I
anything
let the
that
people
I can
know
do.
Yes, ma'am, that you make yourself available. She would tell
yes.
me all the time, your friends need encouragement or prayer, have them call me. You know,
yes.
that's just what you want to know. She's very serious about the work of the Lord. And anytime you need prayer or an encouragement, she
yes.
is available. So just inbox me and we'll make that happen. We love
yes.
you all tonight, and may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow, join me for day 24, 31 days of prayer. Good night.
Yes. Amen.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.